A steady stream of former Illinois lawmakers lost their jobs amid federal corruption charges, but not their state pensions. The group includes tax cheats, indicted former House Speaker Michael Madigan, and his inner circle who are awaiting trial. Dave McKinney has more on how corruption has not cracked the retirement nest eggs for some past state officials.
Former State Senator Terry Link was a government mole. He wore a wire on a fellow state lawmaker, though he refused to admit it as reporters chased him through the state capitol in 2019.
I'm not going to continuously answer this every day of my life. I'm down here to do a job that I was elected to do, and that's what I'm going to do.
But that was in the state house. In the courthouse the following year, Link admitted to his own crime, that he didn't pay his share of state and federal taxes. Link had been using campaign contributions for personal expenses. There's a state law against using campaign money that way. Link even voted for it. But a panel with the power to revoke a lawmaker's retirement determined Link could keep his state pension. Attorney General Kwame Raoul said because Link's admitted wrongdoing, using campaign cash for personal expenses and the tax evasion that went along with that, didn't, quote, relate to his time as a state senator. That panel sided with Raoul's reasoning. All told, Link has cashed about $200,000 in state pension checks the past 2 years. House Republican leader Toni McCombie says her constituents would be outraged to learn they're the ones paying for Link's retirement benefit.
They would definitely be appalled. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. You have corrupt legislators collecting a pension that is paid for by them.
WBEZ has documented nearly $2 million in pension payments to former Illinois legislators and ex-state officials ensnared in a sprawling federal corruption probe. Those payments also have gone to, in one case, a widow, and in another, an ex-wife. Included on that list is former Democratic State Representative Edward Acevedo. He also pleaded guilty to federal tax evasion. The state panel, again acting on Raul's advice, awarded Acevedo his state pension last year. Some of the more than $265,000 that Acevedo has received came while he was in federal prison. Told of WBEZ's findings, Democratic State Senator Mary Edley Allen says it's hard to grasp why felonious ex-lawmakers are drawing taxpayer-funded pensions. She favors barring anyone convicted of felonies from getting that benefit.
We need to start over again and pass something that doesn't allow this to happen in the future. It's really a betrayal of the public's trust.
Another admitted wrongdoer is the late Democratic State Senator Martin Sandoval. Sandoval admitted pocketing more than $250,000 in bribes while in office and entered into a federal plea deal on bribery and tax evasion charges.
I take full responsibility for my actions. I'm ashamed and I'm sorry. I want to apologize to the people of Illinois and to my constituents.
But Sandoval died several months after his plea deal was announced, so he never was convicted of any felonies. That's one reason his widow is now drawing part of his legislative pension, close to $100,000 the past 2 years. Democratic Senator Robert Martwick chairs the state panel that oversees legislative pensions. Martwick says his board chose to follow the advice of the Attorney General, and he doesn't think more legal deterrents are needed.
Every one of those decisions, they never come easy.
Martwick's panel could be busy in the future. Former House Speaker Michael Madigan is set for trial next year for racketeering, bribery, and conspiracy. He's gotten more than $200,000 in state pension payments since 2021. Several of Madigan's closest advisors, including former lobbyist Michael McLean, also face their own upcoming federal trials, and they've been drawing state pensions as well. McCombie and Republican State Representative Amy Elick want to stop these kinds of pension payments to ex-state officials under criminal indictment. But both say their pending legislation may need to be broadened given WBEZ's findings. Here's Elick.
This is one more reason not to trust politicians.
Raul's office and an attorney for Acevedo declined comment, and lawyers for Link and Sandoval didn't respond to multiple email inquiries from WBEZ. This is Dave McKinney.